Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Black Power, this is your host, Brother Drew X. To the creator of male and female, to the creator of heaven and earth, we ask for your wisdom, your guidance, and your protection. And to our creator, we always ask you to punish all our enemies. I know a lot of brothers and sisters kept getting bumped off the line. It's going to be one of them type of shows, I guess, got sabotaged from the beginning. Everybody calling in, getting knocked off the lines, left and right. I've been watching it, so I understand what's happening. Okay, our topic tonight, we changed our topic to security breach, validation. And this is going to be an important topic because we have to find out, you know, we're in the last days and all type of madness going on, all kind of leaders. We don't know what's going on, brothers. We got to watch out and we got to understand, you know, the different chairmen that run these different organizations. Even if you ain't in an organization, you got to be careful of the people that you bring in your circle right now because we got major, major security breaches going on all around in every organization. So tonight, that's what this topic is about, security breach, validation. Okay, we're going to go a few ways that we validate people. It's important. This is a short program, so we're going to be talking fast. We're going to be talking fast, but understand, you know, validation is such easy. You know, we'll just start right here. Just with law enforcement, anytime you see a law enforcement officer, the guy has the power to go anywhere. Just seeing a uniform don't mean he's an officer also. You know, and the news using very plenty of incidents where people were perpetrating to be police officers. But so when we talk about validation, that's how easy it is. Somebody in a uniform, you automatically think that that's a person who's entitled to that uniform. And when you see that uniform, that validates that person to have authority. So this is the type of issues that we have with validation. Anything, you know, so we got brothers and sisters in uniforms. We got brothers and sisters in all organizations who can get in and move around our conscious community just the way they dress. So uniforms are number one, two, of validation. So, you know, it's very important that you start checking out people that comes into your circle, that come to these events. Everybody at the event, you've got to know anybody at the event. You've got to know there's one spy there at least. We ain't going to call everybody agent, but we'll call them a spy. You call them what you want. And so that's just one way. And anytime you're having a function, like I said, consider that you have somebody there listening and watching, so watch what you say. Validation has went as far as the church now. Even the church has sense enough now. It used to be a come one, come all. Now the church takes people through orientation. The church has a protocol that they want to make sure that you understand. So now the church even doing orientation these days. If you're trying to join a church, you got to go through orientation. So that's how serious it is by validating and validation, you know, because people are always lurking to get in amongst the righteous. We're going to say it like that. The enemy always lurking to get in amongst the righteous and cause havoc. And it's been going on for years, and it's been going on all over the world. So it's up to us to put a stop to it. And the way you put a stop to it is start recognizing how people, sometimes it's us, who bring people to our circles. And there's nothing wrong with trying to help save the world. There's nothing wrong, but we're in the last days now. We're in the last days. And the Creator already said it. You can't save everybody. So if a person, hey, I don't know how to say that. We're not pushing anybody away, but we say validate the people that you bring before you bring these people to your circle. validate who they say they are. If you're going to have an application, make sure that your application asks for family contacts that you can verify. No cell phones, because cell phone come a dime a dozen. You can buy a cell phone for $10 out of any dollar store. So we want some home phones and some home addresses where we can Google and check these people out. We got brothers and sisters all over the nation, so it won't be hard to call a brother and sister and say, I got a new member. Can you ride by there and check this house out, this address out? So that's how we got to become one in our thinking and in our network. So that's one way. We're talking fast tonight. Now, number big thing that going around, we got these sex agents. Sex agents are very dangerous. And our brothers fall for this trap a lot of time because they figure if they had sex with a female, she's got to be good. You know, we had sex and this and that, and it was all great. And she got to be down for the call. Now, not necessarily brothers and sisters that work vice versa for a female also. Not necessarily because you had sex with them. That might be the what they had to do to convince you that they were part of the team. So we sometimes validate people that we have sex with. They got to be okay. They got to be this. Not necessarily true. We'll go back over all these topics. I'm just trying to get some of the points out, make sure I got all the points out, and then we'll slow down and go back over them. Even the enemy use, even our faces, our president right now, he validates stuff. When he says stuff, we take it as true. He say, hey, there's no crisis. You've seen it in the movies, and it'd be a earthquake coming, a tidal wave, and they'd be trying to keep everybody calm. Everything's okay. Everything, he's validating that everything's okay. But at the end, in the movies, you know how it ends up, that earthquake still comes. So they use people all the way from the top to help validate things. The media is a big tool of validating. Because normally what you see on the media, on the news, you take it as true. So that's going to always be one of the biggest sources of validating. They can pull a candidate out the hat and make him look like an asshole, or make him look like the champ. All depends on what they're using him for. So the media is a good tool of validating who they want or who they don't want. So you have to be aware of that and know how that game goes. You see commercials all the time. You see entertainers validating products. And some you know is pretty much all of them false, because you already know they're getting paid to do it. You're talking about selling out. We already know you're getting paid to do it. We're not saying it's not, don't take the money, but we already know that's, don't take that entertainer eating what you're seeing. I've seen one entertainer endorsing some loan store, some high-interest loan store. You know he don't get no loans. He going to need a loan for if he got multi-millions. So that's what I'm saying. Some people validate other stuff as good. This is good for you. And that's what I was saying. We just, all the different ways they can validate, we got to go over that. All right, so we talked about that, you know, and then I look at the gangs to what they used to do to verify their members. See, we got to start verifying, you know, when you go be an organization, you must verify. The gangs had a process, at least they had a process of jumping people in. And 9 out of 10, if somebody was an informer, they weren't taking no ass whooping. So we as groups and organizations must have our own type of initiation, I should say, and I don't know what that initiation will be with you, but there's got to be something to show that this person is on the up and up. We letting people come in, we letting homeless people come in, we letting mental patients get in at our parties, we letting all types of drugs get in our parties, sex things getting in our parties, and when I say our parties, our organizations or whatever you belong to, we let all these different types of entities in without no checks and balances. Like we talked about Saturday on the Southern Region show, we got our doors wide open. The doors are wide open. It's an open-arm invitation. Now I'm telling y'all, it's time to shut the door. Deal with the circle. Sometimes you have to deal with the circle that's in front of you and deal slowly. And you know, I teach you another tactic. A lot of people going to come to you, but it's up to you sometime to watch people and find them. And don't find them at events that you go to, because that's easy to plant somebody. But you might be somewhere that you didn't even know where you was going. And you might be hearing a brother going through something, and you might can recruit that brother. But, you know, sometimes it's easy to plant somebody. Got a lot of brothers and sisters calling me, can't get in, the line's a fool. I know what that's about. But that's how it is. You got to be, and they were kicking a lot of brothers and sisters just off this line, y'all. It was just, people were just I know I see the Virginia chapter. They had to call over and over and over just to get in to some of the brothers from Texas. So we understand, you know, and I can't help nobody at the moment because I'm trying to go over this message. So this is something that we have to put up some type of resistance to the infiltration, brothers and sisters. We're not going to be paranoid as people in the struggle because that's one of the things, a lot of times our brothers and sisters in the struggle, we become paranoid at everybody that come across our path. We're not going to be just paranoid, but at the same time, we must use caution and judgment and good judgment. And what I'm saying right now, we didn't have any judgment. We had doors wide open. You cannot have your doors wide open. And you wonder why it's infighting in your organization, because your doors were wide open and you allowed everybody and anybody to come up in your organization. And they can leave it so easy. We done made it so easy for the enemy to get us these days. It's not hard at all. It's not hard at all with the Facebook. I mean, we post everything we're going to do, post everywhere we're going. We text everything. We call everything. We don't have no backup communication. It's so easy. I mean, shit, man, they don't even need agents no more. They just get people off the street to do it. Because all other stuff, they got the electronic media covered. So they just need somebody here and there to hear something these days. But we kind of make it easy for ourselves to be manipulated. I mean, man, if you so simple, we be trying to go into business and they keep that down. Because brothers and sisters like ourselves who are conscious and trying to win and trying to get our people woke, it's very important that we never get money to the enemy. So we can't even hardly open up a business without it going to be some type of sabotage. So you got to be very careful who you talk to about anything and everything. Everything is being sabotaged from the top to the bottom. I see now that a lot of our leaders are getting knocked out at the top. To the brothers and sisters that's trying to get on the chat, they got my chat room froze up, so I can't see you. So if you're on the chat, we say black power and peace to you. I guess they didn't want this show to go down. We had a lot of kind of major problems from the beginning, but it's going down, you know, it's going down. And we're talking about our topic. We got a call coming in. Let's take this call. You on?
Yes, Brother Drew, Mama Pearl, I'm right here with you. I mean, you're breaking it down this evening, and I'm so glad to hear you say that, you know. So I'm going to back and listen a little bit. I'm just letting you know I'm here.
All right, Mama Pearl, all right, see you in there. We see you on, man. It was hard for a lot of other brothers to get on, but we on now. All right, Mom Pearl. All right, put your phone on mute. I don't even want to shut the lines out of all the problems that I'm having today. I'm just let you put your phone on mute in case you want to jump back in. All right, y'all. It's Mama Pearl, our national spokesman for the Black Nation Task Force right there. So that's what we're talking about, and it's very serious. If we're going to win, brothers and sisters, we're going to have to change up the way we do things. Some of our lessons now are going to be more security-oriented talk time. Because we into the last few months of 2012. And if you've been watching and you be vigilant enough, you're going to see people being exposed left and right. And it's up to you to use your talents and your common sense and your God-given talent to recognize when you see people who might be shaky or flaky. Hey, you recognize that, you know, and you be careful. If you've been into any altercations with any brothers and sisters and you know you've been a good person of righteous character, doing the righteous thing, then you've probably been in an altercation with the enemy. The only time really a righteous person get attacked is because of his righteousness. So if a righteous person is coming under attack and people around that person know that person is a righteous character, then we probably not just seeing the enemy. And that's usually who attack righteous people is the enemy. As long as you were doing right, then that's how we'll say that. So that's what we're talking about. So it's being aware of what's going around in our towns, being aware that everybody ain't who they say they are, that they get in and infiltrate. Easy to put on a uniform. We talked about this earlier. People say black power this. That's the national slogan of consciousness that you would think. But it doesn't mean a thing, brothers and sisters. When you're in these organizations, every organization have a rank and file. Every organization is supposed to have a protocol to move up to rank and file. But we see sometimes for the sake of getting numbers, our brothers and sisters will promote people to hold these people in these positions, and that's wrong. You're putting our lives in danger. You're putting the organization in danger. You're putting the communities in danger. We cannot just promote people to positions just for numbers. If you want new people to come in, tell them they have to go through a process. All members are supposed to go through some type of probationary period. And after that probationary period, why are they going through that probationary period? They should be learning your manual, reading, showing that they should, they want to advance themselves. But we sometimes in different organizations, we promote these people before they even, we don't even know half of them can read. We don't even know they can read. We just hey, you want to join? You say Black Power? Okay, we got a position for you. No, brothers and sisters, that type of stuff, that type of madness got to stop. Because you don't know, have you checked any of these people out? No. Do you know if any of them are sex addicts, registered sex offenders? You don't know nothing. You don't got them. And if you do, and we're not saying that that's wrong. I mean, because sometimes people get caught up in situations with a younger child or a spouse or something like that. So we're not saying that that's wrong, but we need to know the truth. We need to know who rolling with us in case anything ever go down. We can say, yeah, we know about that. We address that. We know the issue. We know everything. So we can't have no hidden things under the sun. It can't be nothing hidden. So our applications have to reflect a little more coarseness. And just don't be judgmental because our enemy is judgmental. We open to all our brothers, matter of some of the mistakes that they made. Because our brother's not out there just killing randomly, killing our brothers and sisters and murdering them and jumping out of bushes and raping women. We open to whatever else they might have done. So we do have, you know, we're not the same as our enemy. We can't be the same as our enemy. My enemy is judgmental like that. So that's what I'm saying. I'm going to play a quick song. We'll be back in 2 minutes. All right, y'all. This is Brother Drew, I'm back with you. We've been going a little hard for it, brothers and sisters, we're in the last quarter. Yes, 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 we're in the last quarter. It's us versus them. The righteous versus the unrighteous. And we all we got, as they say it, CMB. It's up to us to stick together and learn from each other. I'm going to count on you, and you can count on me. Like I said, we're in the last quarters. It's no overtime. There's no mistakes. We done made too many mistakes. We don't have anything right now. You know why we don't have anything? Because we done validated everybody, and they coming in and keeping us down. So you need to learn the game. And a lot of times, brothers and sisters, we always say, in self-defense. But now, brothers and sisters, it's time for you to have some offense. Because if you're always on defense, you can't never score. And you're always getting scored on or trying to stop somebody from scoring. It's time for you to have an offensive strategy to win. And part of our offense strategy is to understand how we're losing. So that's what we're talking about, brothers and sisters. It's time to advance. Time to advance our thinking. Time to advance our game. Our game has always been a self-defense game. It's time for us to have an offensive game. We must have an offensive game also. You can't play one way. one way. If you're always on the defense, you're waiting on somebody to score on your ass. I say it's time for you to learn how to score your points. Yes, 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 brothers. And we know they're scoring on us with infiltration. We know they're scoring every which way but loose. And so if we have a security breach, fix you some new manuals. Make your manuals open for your members to read at the headquarters, but they can't take them off until they are proven. I would say, brother and sister, make sure that a member been around for 1 year before they earn a patch. Before you give a brother or sister a patch, make sure they've been around one whole year, and not just around, but putting in work. And you've been watching them, and they ain't been divisive, and they ain't been backstabbing, and they ain't been whispering and this and that in brothers and sisters' ears. And it's time for us to get some quality people around this camp, man. Some of these brothers and sisters, you can't count on them if you wanted to, man. If you said, I need you, they ain't going to show. If they do show, they probably show 3-4 hours late. So we got to get some quality brothers and sisters, man. It's not about numbers, y'all. It's about quality. Quality going to always overcome numbers. That's why in the story of Jesus, he had 12 disciples. I know that means something metaphysical, but if we look at it on a physical, 12 people that was putting in work. Each one of them supposedly wrote gospels that's living today. So if that story is true, then you see those 12 quality people put in some work that people read today still reading 2,000 some years later. If that story is correct, then that's quality. And that's the same formula you can use also. It's not about quantity. It's about quality. Take your time. Take your time. Do it right. Take your time. Pick them right. Verify. That's the new thing. Validation. You know, we get validated on everything we do. We go try to get a loan. Got to validate. Got to call your reference. Got to do this. Got to run a credit check on you. Got to run a background check on you. We be validated every time we wake up somewhere. You can't do nothing without being validated. Stick your credit card in there. They validating it. You do this. You go get some gas, anything. You're being validated. So we use that same formula too. And remember, all knowledge is black man knowledge. You know, our enemy was possessed with this knowledge for a period of time, but everything they know came from us. Ain't nobody did nothing. And there's nobody can teach. They can teach you what they stole, but it ain't theirs. It's ours. Everything belongs to the black man. We the first creator, first born of the creator. All knowledge is ours. It's been taken, and we're learning it back. So what we learn from others is what's been taken from us. That's right. That's right. So now we have to learn how our ancestors did it. Back during the biblical Hebrew days, during the Jericho walls, they used to have a code, brother. They wouldn't even let nobody in the city if you couldn't answer certain questions. And they asked you your name, and you didn't answer it right, because one of the things they used to ask you, who are you? And you used to have to tell them who you was and who your father was and who his parents was. Yes, yes, yes. That was validation. And see what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to learn from our ancestors. That was put in place. And those scriptures in the Bible, they used to have to announce, I'm the son of this and the father. This is my father and that's my mother. And sometimes they went as far as tell you who the granddaddy was. So that's what I'm saying. And we're going to use some of the same tactics that the Creator put forward in them words that's still carrying on today to validate these people who say they want to be down with us. If they don't want to go through that validation process, then we save ourselves some trouble because they got something to hide. Simple as that. As simple as that. So what we were saying earlier, uniforms. Just because people in uniforms, that don't make them who they say. You know, have plenty of females raped because of people in uniforms come to their house as gas company, come to their house as firemen, police. That don't mean nothing. And so our sisters who go to these events, I always make sure if somebody's walking you out to your car, make sure it's more than one brother. Because a brother have only, like I said, a Panther beret or a bow tie, he might not be in the party and he might not be in the nation. It's a good way to give sisters a false sense of security if to dress like a part. It's a good way to get up into their house, too, to look like a part of a spiritual character. And we not, like we said, this is not about paranoia, but we're not going to let our sisters be unprotected. We're not going to let our brothers be unprotected. Every sister that wear a uniform, every sister that wear a dashiki, hey, they might not be a sister. You protect yourself. and watch who you let in your house. Your house is your last line of defense. Your medicine, your water, your food. Do not let people go in your kitchens. I mean, hey, man, I ain't paranoid, but I'm finna help protect you brothers and sisters from being, we'll just call it straight like it is, pause. Yeah, that's what it is. Do not let people go in your kitchen. Don't keep your medicine in your restroom, because 9 out of 10, when you have people come over your house, they got to go in your restroom. So stuff that you have to put in your mouth, like toothpaste, mouthwash, medicines, Pepto-Bismol, if that's what you do, keep that out the restroom. Keep that in your bedroom. Keep that kind of stuff that you put in your mouth in your bedroom, and keep your kitchen off limits. I'm trying to teach you the stuff to keep you safe, and this is what I'm talking about. I mean, the enemy always can get in if you ain't careful, but if you try to do some type of precaution to protect yourself from infiltrators, see, we worried about these ones who infiltrating and trying to take us out, because it ain't that many righteous brothers and sisters out there no more. So the enemy always wants us out the way. And if they ain't assassinating, they're trying to do slow pause, lock us up, one of the two. So one of the things we can do to help protect our minds is to watch who goes around our food and watch what you eat. You know what I'm saying? It was very interesting that they, normally when I go out to eat, this is true, y'all, I always eat, give me a chest pie. I guess I better change up my dessert. Today, somebody sent me a chest pie. Hey, I throw that motherfucker in the trash because I didn't ask for one thing, and you can't feed me anyway. So that's what I said. The enemy got a profile on everything, and they watch everything you do, know your desserts, know your candy bars, know everything. So be careful. We ain't going to be paranoid. I said that before. We're not going to be paranoid, but we sure going to be smart, and we're going to be cautious. And like I said, your last line of defense is your home. And our second line of defense is our organizations that we belong to, because if our organization crash, all our time and energy crash with it. So if you want to live and you want to succeed, hey, start protecting yourself. It ain't nothing wrong. Like I said, offense is the new game plan. Defense is, we always say self-defense is right. But hell, shit, what about offense? How you going to build something on defense? How you going to score on defense? You score quicker on offense because you already know the plays you want to run. Stop trying to defend against plays run against you. Start running you some plays. And hey, you know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about illegal plays. I'm just saying you start trying to feel something. Start trying to protect yourself. Start trying to, tighten that circle. Run that play. We're going to run this play right here. It's called tighten the circle. Yes, our circle's going to get very, very tight. We ain't letting nobody in. I don't give a damn who you work with, who you know. You're going to go through a year of process before you get in this circle after we checking you out. And that still don't mean you who you say you are. But we got to make people go through a year process. And that's the smartest thing I can say to our brothers and sisters. Don't let anybody in your circle just because they say they this and that. And that's what we're talking about. We ain't being paranoid, but we can't validate people's anymore. Can't validate that we got people calling me right now. I can't even answer the phone. I don't know why we get all these people. And they know I'm on the radio. So, well, give me a second, y'all. Just give me 1 second. All right, y'all, I'm back. All right, brothers and sisters, I'm back with y'all. Yeah, so that's what we're talking about. And, you know, this is our short program. We was talking pretty fast. And another way people validate themselves, they take pictures with your organization. They take pictures with other organizations. And they share that all over Facebook, share that all over everything, and might see it hanging in their wall, hanging in their organizations. If you go to meetings, pictures don't mean nothing, rank don't mean nothing. None of that mean nothing, brothers and sisters, if you don't know something about those people. You got to, that's just a tactic. That's just like we said, that's just an offensive play that the enemy been running on us. And so we have to be smarter than the average bear. If you part the pun, we have to be smarter than the average bear and learn how we've been getting schooled on. And like I said, start become offensive individuals. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Start building. start dealing with your brothers and sisters. And, hey, that's what I said. We got to run offense, not only defense. We always defensive people. And that's good to be a defensive person. And we've been playing defense so long, so now it's time to play some offense. And we already got the defense. And you already know the defense game. Now put your offensive game together. Put your offensive game playing together, and that's called protecting your home, protecting your organization, building. When you have come up with an idea, you can't just talk about it these days. But I know every idea that I came up with here lately, something's shooting it down. Something's tearing it down before it has a chance to build. So it's hard, you know, because of our communication, it's hard. And that's what we're going to have to do, brothers and sisters, to learn how to communicate. I have plenty of ways to show you how to communicate, but we can't tell you over the phone. So we're going to have private meetings. Get your circle tight. Check out your people. Stop letting people bring other people to your house, too. That's another way they validate people. Oh, this is my boy right here. Hey, my boy. Hey, that's just got to be that person. Don't bring people to your other people's homes. The home is a private place. That's private. You don't never know who you bring into the home. You don't know if you're bringing a hitman, showing a hitman where somebody lives. Don't allow people to bring people to your house. And it's good to make people give you a call out of courtesy before they come to your home. And at a certain time of night, if somebody show up late at your house, make them wait outside until you tell somebody who's over your home. We had a brother in Dallas got shot, and we didn't know. What we would have known, if the brother would have lived, we would have known who shot him. But the brother had lived. And, you know, and it was late night, late morning, so, you know, having company at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and the company ended up trying to kill the brother. So we better be cautious. That's what I'm saying. That's how important it is by validate. And that was supposed to be his security. So that's all I'm going to say on that. And that's what I'm saying. And somebody else validated that that's a good security guard. That's the same dude who tried to kill him a year and a half ago. So this is true. This happened right here in Dallas, Texas. We ain't gonna call no names. A lot of your brothers know the story. So, you know, and they let somebody in early in the morning. So if people show up and pop over to your house, just tell them, hold up, man, and let somebody know who at your house. That way we always know the last person that was with you. We got to protect ourselves. Like I said, we got to run offense. We got to run defense. And this is just, me just dropping as much knowledge as I can in these last few minutes. So we talked about pitchers. We talked about when you have events, expect somebody to be there watching. Expect, you know, I noticed one thing, man, in the Panther Party, out of all the years I've been in the Panther Party, we hadn't been getting people like, this ain't an organization where you get people like running in the doors. So you have to be very, you know, anytime somebody wants in here, ask them some questions. I always do. When they come, they look funny. I ask, why you want to join us? What you like, you know about this group? What you know about our group? You know the police watch this group? You know, I ask them questions. I try to see how they respond to those questions. Because, let them know why, hey, ain't nothing wrong with asking them why you want to join us. Hey, you want to know that. If they can't give you a good answer, shit, that's an answer. I heard some brothers said, I want to help my people, okay? All right, that might be true. We can't say it's not true, but you need to ask questions. Some people come in, yeah, I want to join y'all, man. Okay, come on in. No, why? Ask them why. Why you want to join? What have you done? Where have you been? You been this, been that, been that? We're not judging, and we let them know that we don't care if you've been to jail, but we like to know what you've been to jail for. You know what I'm saying? We don't care. We're not going to use that against you unless it's something you've been jumping out of the bushes on our females and you just a cold stone killer or something. And that might not be bad to have. No, that's another story. But I was just saying, we got to be that cautious. Hey, like I said, we are last line of defense. Security breach. Security breach has already happened. We have been infiltrated. Just look at it like that. Anytime you have an open door, you've been infiltrated. Some got in. Some is in here. Some is in our organization automatic. That's automatic. Now, it's up to you to be smart to filter it out. Filter it out. And 9 out of 10, the enemy always show itself. Because the Creator, since we're in these last days, he makes the enemy show itself. It's up to you to be wise enough to recognize when you see it. That's all I can tell you. You must be wise enough to recognize it when you see it. And when you see it, don't play with it. Get back from it and get it away from you. And warn your circle. Warn your circle. Don't ever leave your circle unprotected. You know, if you see something bad, at least tell them to be cautious. Keep your eyes open. That's how you do. Me and some brothers had a chance to chop it up today, and we were warning our circles. who we see and what's coming down the pipe. What you know about this female, what you know about this brother. We share information like that. Me and some sisters, we share information like that. That way we help protect each other. And that's how we have to be, you know what I'm saying, because these people run from state to state doing this. Like I said, in Dallas, Texas, we've had so many people come in to get the patches and the manual and disappear with the uniforms on. We don't know where those people's at. They could be running little sets in little small country towns, all we know. And we just had a brother that we post on Facebook, was named Lawrence something, who was taking money using the Panther name, and that he was a Panther going all around the Louisiana area taking money. And I know his first name, Lawrence. We're going to update you on that because we want it to be known. Lawrence something. We're going to get his name out. We'll have it right next week. But y'all can know, just in case he pop up in y'all town. Kind of a big brother, 6 feet by 250 pounds with a beard. He was going around and the police arrested him for taking elderly people money under the name of the Panther Party. We had to fix that thing. We had already put the word out already before he was arrested. So they know he wasn't with us and they busted him. His name is Lawrence. We don't get his name, though. But we told you any time we catch one of these suckers playing with us, we're going to expose them. We ain't playing no more. We catch anybody playing with us, we're going to put your name out. See, back then, we used to just let you make him get on. Now we're in the offense mode now. We finna score, too. So we catch one of these suckers playing around. That's the nicest thing we're going to ever do to you. Just put your name out. That's the nicest way to say it. That's the nicest thing you got coming from us. But we're going to go into our vicious mode, too. Hey, that's another story. We're going in our vicious mode also, depending on your crime, depending on your act of treason. We're going into vicious mode, too. So, but the nicest thing we're going to ever do for you is expose you and let other people know about you. That's our nicest thing we shall do. So, like we said, everybody, validation is easy. And we'll be down to, we've got a few minutes left, about 9 minutes. Validation is easy. Anybody want to jump in, have a point that I'm missing, or want to say, just press 1 on your phone. Let it get you right in with us. All right. So, like I said, we, depending on what kind of organization you have, you might want to have some type of initiation program. Hey, gangs used to use it all the time, like we said earlier. They whoop that ass, and too many people that want to take an ass whoop it. And so, I know we don't do that stuff like that, but that. Hey, I can understand why they did it now. Let's see if we can go back. 770, you back in?
Yes, Brother Jules, Mama Pearl again. I'm listening and I co-sign on everything that you're saying. You know, I mean, I got to see corruption up front and personal, you know, dealing with black organization and people who are doing the corruption are at the top, you know. And but all that's about to change, Brother Drew. You know, you keep talking about the spiritual body. I'm always talking about the spiritual body. We have two bodies. We have the physical body and the spiritual body. And when we're in our spiritual body, we can see through our spiritual eye. You can see the person's spirit. We better start going back to the one within us to realize, because we have so many agents amongst us. And one of the quickest ways to see is when they're doing unrighteous things. You know, because a person's supposed to be a leader of an organization, there's no reason for them to be corrupt or crooked or even treat you less than human. They use the same tactics that the oppressor used, they use on you. You know, so you have to recognize these things, and we have to be away with all these kind of people. It will happen, Brother Drew. But you go ahead on, I'm just listening.
All right, thank you, Mom Pearl. So also, y'all, while we back at it, and that just got me to another thought. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, like that's hard to infiltrate on, especially sometimes they come through your family, your children. Oh, yeah. That these agents will go as far to marry your family members to get in. So don't underestimate people in the family. Hey, I'm trying to tell you what I know. And I know this personally. So they will, if they can't come to you, they're going to get in through a family member that's unsuspected. And they will befriend your kids. They will befriend your mother, your daddy, your sister. They will have sex with them. They will prove that they who they think, you know, to their, your sister now, they don't know what's happening. But these people will come in under the pretense of family now. And that does go down. So don't get it twisted. We're going to do like Kenny Latimer. We got to straighten it out. They come in all kind of ways. If they can't get close to you, they're going to get close to somebody to you that can get to you, that can bring them in your household. Oh, I know the games, brothers and sisters. I know the games, and I'm always vigilant. I'm always watching every last one of them because I know the game. And, hey, that's all. I ain't going to say too much, get too much information out. But we're trying to show you how easy it is to validate somebody. Your children can validate somebody. Oh, this is my boyfriend, my fiance, and all the while they with them, they're catching hell. You know what I mean? Been catching hell with them for years. So we know the game. We know the tricks. Watch out for that type of validation. Validation, that's what I'm saying, it's that easy. It's so easy to validate people. They can't come straight to you. They come through the back, though. Can't come through the front. They come through the back. So, they, you know, you might have to do a part two to this. For some reason, I'm rushing this, and I don't like rushing. Might should have did it on our big show, but that's what we're talking about, validation. We're down to our last 5 minutes, and we appreciate everybody coming out, learning, and, you know, saying this is Revolution 101. This is lesson. This is game plan. You know, we can download these tapes and play it for our new members. This is Revolution 101. COINTELPRO. Counter COINTELPRO. That's what we're going to call it. This is counter COINTEL. We learn how the enemy get in. We learn how to defend. We learn how to scope. We learn some offense by learning to close that door. Yeah, learn some offense. What kind of defense is that? What kind of defense is that? You know, we say, hey, I'm just glad I said that. Just speaking on, since a lot of my brothers and sisters on here from the Panther Party on this line tonight, what kind of, we say we're a defensive organization, but our door is wide open. What is that, brothers and sisters? What is that? If we are a defensive organization, but we let everything up in our door, that's bad defense, ain't it? That's very bad defense. How can we sell the community something and we struggling from the beginning? We ain't even struggling in the end. We struggling right here at the beginning. And we ain't going to never get to the end. We ain't going to never get to the end because the door is open. And we supposed to be a defense organization with no defense. Hey, that's like the NFL playing a high school. Yeah, that's what it is. We out here like we the high school when we want to play in the big league. If you're going to play in the big league, you better learn some kind of offense and defense, because I tell you right now, our defense sucks as a nation, and we ain't going to just bring it to one organization because it's just not us. It's all a lot of organizations have the same open-door policy. So you just a high school trying to play in the big league until you get serious about wanting to do for yourself and your people, close that door. Make it harder for these people to come in and get you, which they got so many fronts to get you, but you have to start being a thinker. That's another thing. You can't think high. You can't think drunk. You must sober up and always be on alert and don't get paranoid, because paranoia comes with these organizations. But we'll talk again, brothers and sisters. We appreciate you coming out, liberating yourselves, but we can help go liberate other brothers and sisters. And we will, like I said, be back on Saturday on the Southern Region NBPP program at 8 p.m. Central. And till then, y'all, we say black power and peace. Protect yourself. Learn some offense.